You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk trains once again, as a new trial is going to be taking place to make transport, especially train travel, a bit more easier for passengers with disabilities in the North area. Let's find out more about this. Joining me is Darren Allsop, Stakeholder Manager at Northern Trains Limited. Can you tell us a little bit of a background on this trial? What exactly is it? How did it come about? And yeah, how it works?
I was approached by a customer who's visually impaired, Catherine Milner, a couple of years ago now. You can't believe time flies so fast. And Catherine wanted to have the same access and independence as every other customer through the gate lines around the network. So Catherine has a blind person's pass, which is provided by West Yorkshire Combined Authority. But unfortunately, that didn't enable her to independently travel through the gates. So I met with Catherine a couple of years ago and had a conversation and basically to look at what was potentially possible. And that's where the origins of this trial have come about.
So now let's talk about what's being trialed here. You know, what exactly are we trying here? What is the purpose of this trial?
Obviously, we need to make sure that opening up the access and independence for everybody is safe and as safe as is possible. So what we decided to do is we would have this trial for 3 months. Now, the trial actually started on the 1st of July. And we said we'd have this trial for 3 months with 10 trialists who would have access through the gates. And we would have regular contact and feedback just to see, are there any areas for improvement on the trial? How's the trial going? Have we had any near misses, et cetera, et cetera. So that started with 10 trialists on the 1st of July. And what that enables these trialists to do is to independently travel through the wide aisle gates at each of the stations within the West Yorkshire region. And this is actually a collaborated move through various operators, including LNER, Trans-Pennine Express, Northern, which is obviously part of the business I am employed by, and West Yorkshire Combined Authority. So it's a brilliant, brilliant move. It's absolutely the correct thing to do. We're sure the trial will be a success, and hopefully we can then roll that out wider to other people who wish to have that independence. I think it's really important as well to state there will still be options for people to have assistance at gate lines should that be required. But this hopefully, when successful, will just offer people who are visually impaired or blind the opportunity to have that independence, which is so important.
So is the case that with this trial that you are issued a pass which can then be scanned at the ticket gate and then in effect it will open the gate for you? You can just walk through like any other passenger?
Absolutely. So West Yorkshire Combined Authority have worked with MCARD and they've issued these passes to the trialists, which absolutely, as you say, gives the same access and freedom to just move through the gates by the, you know, tapping onto the sensor, the wide aisle gates open, and that just gives that freedom and independence, which is what Catherine approached me about 2 years ago. And obviously the trialists are all really, really happy to be part of the trial. And this will change people's lives, I believe. You know, it's the right thing to do. We're about inclusivity, about giving people independence. So I'm really, really pleased, actually, that Catherine did challenge me a couple of years ago. It has taken a long time to get this trial up and running, but people have been working really hard to get this trial to the start point. We'll have this 3 months trial period, and then we'll assess after that. And as I say, hopefully this will be successful and we can take that forward and roll it out further.
That is fantastic. Well, hopefully we will see how the trial goes over the next 3 months. And then, you know, it'd be good to get a catch up on, you know, the results you will get of this trial. But for now, Darren Allsop, Stakeholder Manager from Northern Trains Limited, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much. Take care.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.